Hey, Jenna.
Hi. Well, I'm in my car, and I don't know why it didn't go to my Bluetooth. And I don't even know why the phone, I didn't even hear the phone ring, so.
Oh, that's okay. How's your day going?
It's good. A little hectic. I'm about in about an hour to be picked up to get taken to the airport, so.
Okay. You're going out of town for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to visit my son, the DeWitt College.
Oh, hey, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, good for you. Well, you got a few minutes to talk right now?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So I got your web registration here and just kind of wanted to go over a few things. So what is it exactly that you guys are looking for?
There's a few things. I mean, I don't need equipment because everything I do is contractually, we contract everything out.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. I really want to expand my business for two reasons. One, for it to grow and in manufacturing, and two, for it to grow for sales and marketing, because right now I'm pretty much the one-woman show.
Okay.
For design and sales, it's me. For development, production, I have a large team where everything is contracted out. So the big issue is always, when I'm busy with the orders, it's great. And then when the orders are done, they try to become the salesperson and try to find business. My goal is to constantly have someone try to find the business while we're constantly developing and producing goods.
Okay, very cool. So exactly what is it specifically that you guys do? Do you guys create your own clothes? Do you have your own clothing line? Is that?
Yeah, no. Well, what I do is I design and manufacture mainly uniforms for high-end hotels, resorts, and restaurants. So it is clothing.
Oh.
It could be anywhere from suits to dresses. Like right now I'm designing from, I don't know if you know, Lowe's Hotels.
Mm-hmm.
They're now a new client, so I'm now designing new looks for their valet and restaurants, and it looks like you could get it at a store. It looks like the guys look like they're what should I say, not coming from the beach, but like vans.
Okay, so you design and manufacture clothing/uniforms for high-end hotels only?
Hotels, restaurants, resorts, and I've done casinos. I just don't like Las Vegas.
Okay.
They want everything cheap, and that's not my niche. My niche is really developing and designing custom looks for properties that want something different than out of a catalog.
Sure, and they're willing to spend the money on it.
Right.
Okay, so that's why you're going with high end. So what is so take me through a typical order. When somebody, for the example, the hotel that you just got the new clients for, what are they ordering?
They're ordering pants, shirts, hats.
Okay, and how many are they ordering?
Well, at this point, I don't know yet, but based on what they told me for restaurant, it'll probably be about 100 outfits.
Okay.
And then for Bichelet, it's about 150, which is in the same property.
Okay, so 100 to 150. Is that about the average?
It varies. Some of my properties, let's put it this way. This order will be probably about $25,000 to $30,000 order. I'm right now redesigning. I don't know if you've heard of Hyatt Hotels.
Yes.
Okay, they have a boutique division called Andaz.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with them. Anyway, I'm now redoing their hotel on Sunset. That's a $50,000 order.
Okay.
So it just depends, and then you get reorders all the time. But reorders can be, anywhere from a couple thousand to 15,000, depending, on what, if they haven't ordered for a while.
So what is generally your profit on this? So when do you have a margin?
Yeah, generally 50%.
Oh, that's a great margin.
Yeah, if it's $10, well, this is my bonus. If it's $10 to make them, maybe I'll charge them, then I get another, you know, then I get $10 profit. Sometimes it's more. I'll be honest, like, I've done soup where the $500 soup, but it cost me $200 to make.
Nice. Okay, so it just depends on how high-end the client is, I guess, really.
Right, and the quality and everything now, and the quantity, everything's based on piece projection. So the more you order, the better deal you get. The less you order, the more expensive it is. Now, the downfall is most of my clients being huge billion-dollar properties, everything's terms. Where so my contractors, I have to pay them upon received goods.
Okay.
Now, do a factoring. I finally got, a couple of years ago, got factoring for my fabric. So about three of my fabric vendors are terms, like net 30 or net 60.
Okay.
So I work with CIT Group. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
So you're still doing factoring right now?
Well, I do factoring with for the fabrics, yeah. I always will because they give me 30 to 60 day terms.
Okay.
So by the time... Usually by the time the order's complete and I get paid, I'll be able to pay them right away because, you know, it takes 30 to 60 days for the order.
30 to 60 day term. And what is the factor rate they charge you?
They don't charge me anything.
Okay.
So what happens is place the order with my fabric vendor.
Uh-huh.
And I'm assuming they take a percentage from them.
Oh, with the fabric vendor. Okay. And let me see here. Okay, so what did you guys do in sales last year?
Last year was about, I think, 175 or 180.
Okay.
This year, it might be the same. I would have to look and see. Maybe a little less. The year's not over, and I've got, you know, some other things pending. It's just everyone seems to be taking their time or things are getting delayed.
Okay. Now, with taking this amount of money, do you have an idea of an amount of money that you would like to get?
Well, look, this is my thing. The most I've ever gotten was $20,000. Right now, I do have a loan out for $14,000. It gets taken out of my account daily at 146. So it's about $3,000 a month.
Okay.
And it's good until, I think it's until the end of the year or midway through January, something like that.
Okay.
So, I've taken out a few loans here and there in the last 4 years and, you know, get paid off, blah, blah, blah. I just find that I'm not getting a big enough loan. It's like it becomes a Band-Aid to me. It doesn't do anything but a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was doing is might be covering some expenses while I'm waiting on orders or having to pay people up front till I get paid. But it doesn't do anything.
Right. Okay. So let me see. So who's that loan with currently right now?
It's I think it's Green Capital or Green Box Capital, something like that.
Green Capital.
I have to look at my bank thing to see.
Okay.
It's either Green Box or Green Capital, or I don't remember.
Okay. And they're taking about 146 a day. Your balance is around 14K.
Yeah, the balance is about 14 or less. Yeah.
Okay. So, go ahead.
That's the thing. I mean, I get things in the mail all the time, and you guys sent me one of those. My reservation code, and I'm entitled to, you know, it says $250,000, which I know I'm not, but I just thought, I've heard of you guys before, and I just thought I'd give it a shot. I've been doing this, you know, I've been in business now 6 years. Officially my business became a DBA. It will be 6 years January. Yeah.
Very nice.
January.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But, I'm kind of like, if someone really wants to help me, great. If I can't, you know, I don't know if I want to continue this cycle of a Band-Aid. Yes.
Sure.
Bigger business and more business. Yeah, look, loans came to me 4 years ago. They wanted to redo their hotels. They called five of their competitors, three out of the five are my clients, and they all recommended me. So they flew me out to meet them corporate. Met with them, went well. Next thing, when I went to deal with the owners, they're like, why don't we use something in L.A. when we're corporates really on the East Coast? So that was that. Then a month ago, 6 weeks ago, corporate emailed me and said, look, we may have a project for you in Santa Monica Hotel. They don't want a uniform look. They want something more, you know, retail, that we know that's your niche. Can you do it? So, you know, the nice thing is they're very happy. It worked out well. Well, I'm just waiting for the order to get the production going. So I'm hoping to start giving me other properties.
Nice.
It took 4 years.
Okay. Well, so, Jenna, I don't want to, I would love to definitely help you out and kind of, you know, do you have, like, someone that you work with consistently since you've taken these loans out before?
Well, the one I'm with now, I think it's Greenbox. I've taken, I think, two or three loans with them.
Okay. And do they ever, like, try to help you to get to that bigger loan, or are they just constantly just throwing these Band-Aid loans at you?
They're pretty much the Band-Aid loans. I mean, that's why what happened was I was paying off, and then it came down to paying off half of it, and they said, you know, we'd be willing to, you know, increase now that you're at the half to help you. And I just, at that point, my working capital was low, so I said, fine. But in essence, I got a $15,000 loan, and then I'm paying them $5,000, which I think is a lot.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, with these type of loans, it is a lot. But it's not a lot if you look at it, it's unsecured. So, you know, you can't go to a bank and just get this type of money with, you know, the term that you're looking for. It's just, I don't know your personal situation. I haven't looked at your credit report, things like that. But you got to understand that these types of loans are unsecured and they're high risk. So that's why the rates are a little bit higher than, you know, your typical nationwide bank. Ours, I want to be able to help you out, but I feel like the only thing I'll be able to do for you, just kind of listening to the numbers and what you're saying, is I don't want to offer you another Band-Aid loan. I want to get you out of the situation you're in and really help your business, right? Really help grow it. I feel like we need to wait till this balance is paid off a little more. I mean, if you'd want, I can try, but again, Jen, I'm just being, you know, upfront with you. I'm probably going to get you another Band-Aid loan and not fix the situation.
Okay.
You know, so I would love to have the opportunity to try to help your business grow, get you a large loan, but I need you to, you know, kind of trust me and understand I've been in this industry for a while. I know what it takes to get the large loan and how to do it. So I can kind of walk you through it and show you what we need to do to make something like that happen. And I can let you know what we look for. So that way, you know, you can make sure that these things don't happen to your bank account or how much you need to be depositing specifically to qualify for that great rate and the most money as possible.
Okay.
So you let me know what you want me to do. Again, I'm not here to shove a Band-Aid low down.
Then I'd rather wait. I mean, you know, at this point, between both hotels where I'm doing stuff for, I mean, together it's going to be between $75,000 and $80,000.
Okay.
Between now and the end of November. I mean, of course, they both want, you know, the order done by the end of November, of course. I'm still waiting for them to give me, one gave me the PO, the other one I'm waiting for the PO and the sizes.
Okay.
So that, you know, would be, is good. I'm waiting on a couple other projects. I have a feeling they may get pushed till the new year. You know, it's just one of those.
So I tell you what, this is what we should do. I am going to email you again with my contact info and just an email and say I'm here. If you are in an emergency and you need some type of small Band-Aid loan, call me. I will make something happen for you. If you can, I will stay in touch with you every month, maybe twice a month, just to say hi. And then as we get this down towards the end of the year and towards the beginning of the year, I can really, really help you out.
Okay, then why don't we do that? Because, like, at this point, I'm not really hurting, I shouldn't say that, but for money, meaning that, you know, these two orders are coming through.
Perfect.
So I'm in a bad spot, so that sounds fine.
Okay. Yeah, again, I'm trying to build a relationship with you. I'm not trying to just be the guys who are trying to just give you $10,000-$15,000. Right. Right. I really want to establish something and build and help you get out of the
situation.
Yeah,
I mean, I really, right, because I really would like to be honest, I really would like to hire somebody to say, look, you know, do this, you know, and start bringing in my business so that I'm doing what I need to do on my end.
Exactly.
I can't do everything, and I going into this 6 years now, I'm like, God, like, I keep thinking, I have amazing clients. My biggest client is Four Seasons Hotels. They're the
That's
top
awesome.
Of the line.
I mean, but, you have some great clients.
I don't worry about money from them. Like, I don't worry that they're going to, like, you know, rip
not
me off.
Or right.
Exactly. But
right.
The problem is they don't give me as large orders as I like openings of hotels, because they know I'm small. And
right.
that's, so I'm trying to get out of that. And then also, you know, I don't get help. As you said, like, I just get a Band-Aid, so I don't have
the
backup
capital.
To really
sure.
push right.
Sure. Well,
so,
I'm going to help you with that. So
okay.
So the first thing we need to do is you need to start to pay off this loan. You said it'll be paid off hopefully by January?
Yeah, because like I said, they take out, I think it's January, because it was July, beginning of July when it happened. So would that be, it's 6 months.
6 months, yeah. So that would be, yeah, January.
Yep. Okay.
Beginning of January. So now, meanwhile, I need you to, for October, November, December, does your bank account ever go negative?
Never, never.
Okay, perfect. I need you to deposit as many deposits as you can whenever you get paid from these companies
right.
into your checking account, your business checking account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need to see that a lot of deposits are going in and you constantly have business.
Okay,
so just because you deposit one deposit of like a large amount, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for consistency of that you have a lot of business and you have at least four, I would say five deposits a month. If you
All
can
right,
make
well,
that
then
happen.
I think then I may just have to juggle and take something from something else and deposit. Because
exactly.
I will have large deposits.
Okay,
you
so
yeah.
absolutely. So that's why I'm telling you this, so that way you
okay.
can break that down. So that way you can. I'm just telling you what we're looking for,
okay.
right? So
gotcha.
That way, because if this happens, if you do the things that I'm asking you to do, I'm gonna get you a high approval and a good
okay.
approval at a great
okay.
rate. Okay. So
okay.
you just work with me, listen to me, and then just kind of trust me on this, and you'll
okay.
see that I'll really help your business.
Okay. Sounds
okay.
good.
All right, yep. Jenna, well, I will send you an email, like I said, and if for some reason you just need me and you need that Band-Aid loan, you're like, hey, I got an order, I just need the capital right now, I can get
right.
you something, but, you know, again, we're trying to fix the situation, not
right.
dig you in deeper.
Exactly. All right, well, then that's
okay.
what I'm going to try to do. I appreciate it, yes.
Absolutely, no problem. So we'll stay in touch, and
okay.
Like I said, I'll just email you twice a month just to say hi, and then when you're ready, we'll kind of go over your file every once in a while and just make sure you're on track. In January, we'll really 2017 will be a year that you will grow.
Thank you. From your mouth to God's ears.
Right? That'll
yes.
be the year. So we'll
okay.
start you off on the right foot.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem, Jenna. We'll stay in touch, and I'll send you that
okay.
email. You have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.